With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another major appearance today for President Trump, speaking before supporters in Las Vegas, where he summarized the highlights of what has been an extremely busy first week.
What the world witnessed this week is nothing less than a revolution of wealth creation for everyone and also common sense. It's about common sense. It really is. With a party of common sense. On day one, I directed every member of my cabinet to, and by the way, Pete Hegseth got approved.
And Kristi Noem confirmed today as Homeland Security Secretary.
The vote puts the South Dakota governor in charge of a sprawling agency essential to national security and President Trump's plans to clamp down on illegal immigration. Republicans kept the Senate working Saturday to install the latest member of Trump's national security team. She joins those already confirmed, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, five lawsuits filed in reaction to the president's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to children of parents living in the country illegally. Christine Rosen with the American Enterprise Institute welcomes the debate.
I think in some ways it was Trump opening a door that has been left slightly unsettled. I mean, you have extreme anti-immigration folks on the right. You have, you know, open borders folks on the left. This is going to give the court an opportunity to actually very firmly state, here is what the Constitution means, here is what in practice we have done.
And she says it also goes this far.
Here is what citizenship matters. If you are born in this country, even to people who came here illegally, I suspect the court will say you are still, nevertheless, an American citizen.
A judge's ruling in Seattle Thursday halted the executive order for 14 days. Next round, February 6th. This is SRN News. Well, Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the first week of President Trump's return to the Oval Office, already his influence is rippling through a number of state capitals. Republican governors announcing Trump-themed policies when it comes to abortion, the LGBT agenda, and, of course, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. It is rare, it is beautiful, and it really stinks.
An endangered tropical plant that emits the stench of a rotting corpse during its rare blooms has begun to flower in a greenhouse in Sydney. It's the first time a corpse flower has bloomed at the Royal Sydney Botanic Garden in 15 years. The plant's scientific name is Amorphophallus titanum, but the specimen was dubbed Putricia by her fans for her putrid scent. Up to 20,000 people have lined up to see her in less than a week. The 5-foot Sumatran rainforest plant has also drawn a devoted online fandom. John Scott reporting.
Nasty problem for India's east coast. As dead sea turtles keep washing ashore, experts trying to determine what is going on and how to stop it. So far, the bodies of more than 600 turtles have arrived on shore, sparking discussion as well as anger. More details at srnnews.com.